107.5.
Switch Radio.
Switch Radio.
Deadlock broken here at Coles Lane for Workington. They take the lead. We mentioned that sloppy play in the box. It is Thomas Killiffin who has got the goal. Poked it into the net to give Workington the lead. Mistake pounced on, and James Wren really had no chance. Sutton Coldfield Town 0, Workington 1. Great effort comes in there from Robert Wilson, and a terrific save from James Wren, palming it around the post. Had no chance with the goal after the defensive slip-up, but what he's had to do so far, he's been commanding. When he's had to make a save, he's done really well. Rogers is in and has scored. A complete mix-up with Workington, and they're having words with the linesman. I didn't actually see the incident in question, but the loose ball came. It's gone to Rogers, and he's got a tap in. Sutton Coldfield Town 1, Workington 1. Oh, free kick came in, the flick header, and a great reaction save from James Wren to flick it over the bar. The header came in from Killiffin, the goal scorer, a chance to get his second goal of the game. That's a top class save as well. There is the full time whistle. Sutton Coldfield Town 1, Workington 1 here in the EvoStick Northern Premier this afternoon. Honours even, fair result, a game of plenty of mistakes in the first half. The amount of mistakes in the second half were stamped out, and that's probably why it's remained at 1-1. Very little quality on show from both teams. Workington will probably argue they should have won it. They forced the best two saves out of James Wren in the first half, but they didn't really force him into anything in the second. Sutton Coldfield will say, if nothing else, that they've stopped the rot.
Luke, a point today against Workington. Was today's match all about an improvement on the performance compared to what happened on Tuesday night?
Yeah, definitely. Tuesday night, wasn't it? I don't think it was acceptable throughout the whole game. I thought the first 20 minutes, I thought we looked the better team, and then we sort of sat off them. And I think there's just a lot of frustration between, you know, like in the camp, because we know that we should be doing better. There's a lot, you know, we've got some good players this year, very, very good players. We've improved on the squad, and I think it's just frustration knowing that we could do better. But I'm sure there's teams throughout the league, up and down the country, having the same problem. I think today, massive improvement, and we should have won the game.
Workington have won the sides that fancy themselves being the shaker for the playoffs this season, don't they? Do you still see a side there that's going to be challenging for the top five in the table?
Yeah, definitely. They're a good team. We've been unsettled at the minute. Obviously, we've been playing our home games in Nottingham and stuff like that. So I think back on our pitch now, you know, you've seen the performance today. It's a lot better performance, and I think we can only build on that.
Luke, you scored the goal for Sutton today. Talk us through it, because there's one or two talking points around how you managed to get the goal.
If I'm honest, mate, being really honest, I thought it was a corner. I thought it went out for a corner. And when the keeper kicked it, I just, you know, look, just it was just the easiest goal you'll ever get. But sometimes you need a bit of luck like that. We've had some bad luck lately, so there's nothing wrong with a bit of good luck every now and again.
Between now and the end of the month, Toothy has still got an opportunity to buy some more players. Are you expecting more players coming to build up the squad as well?
We've just had three midfielders injured. Like, one of the midfielders is out for a long time. So yeah, I think he'll have to. It's healthy for the team if we're getting new players and, you know, a lot of strengthening. But there does need to be a time where we need to, you know, stick at that team now and then work on that team. But it's still early doors. Like, you know, it's only four or five games in. So it's nothing.
So you don't feel it's panic stations just yet, do you?
No way. Yeah. I've been at clubs where I've lost the first eight games and then managed to get in the playoffs. It just happens. There's definitely no panic stations. It's a new team and we're just getting used to each other. And you know, look, we're building on it, and I've got no worries whatsoever. I wouldn't be here if I thought there was.
And there's people on the pitch. Sports on 107.5.
Switch Radio.
Switch Radio.